This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. If you are not already registered to vote, this is the last day that you can sign up online and still get a ballot mailed to you. CPR's Megan Verlee reports on other upcoming voting deadlines.
People can also register and vote in person at county vote centers up through 7 p.m. on election night. If you have your ballot and want to mail it back, the state recommends you do that no later than today. Your ballot must be received at your county clerk's office by election day for it to count. Colorado does have hundreds of drop boxes and vote centers where ballots can be securely returned anytime through next Tuesday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is now second in the country in electric vehicle adoption. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
In the first three quarters of 2024, 23% of new cars registered in Colorado were electric. Only California has a higher adoption rate. That's according to a new report from Colorado auto dealers. One car driving the trend is the Nissan Leaf, a low-cost electric hatchback. By leveraging generous state incentives, some dealers now lease the car for as little as $19 per month after fees and taxes. And it seems like drivers are cashing in. Registrations of Nissan EVs have reached more than 5,600 so far this year, a five-fold increase over last year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
McDonald's is putting its Quarter Pounder hamburger back on the menu sometime this week. The fast food chain removed the item from hundreds of its restaurants after the recent E. coli outbreak. Find ongoing coverage of this story at CPR.org. This is CPR News.